Late in 2018, the American Civil Liberties Union filed a complaint against the Visalia Unified School District for violating the 1964 Civil Rights Act. According to the ACLU, African American students said their white peers referred to them as slaves and joked about hanging them from trees. Well, two reporters from the Visalia Times-Delta decided to look back at the city's racially charged past, starting with the Ku Klux Klan convention in 1931. I spoke with reporters James Ward and Callie Cedarloff. So you start your story in 1931 when more than 500 Ku Klux Klan members from all over the state came to Visalia for the annual convention. And the Visalia Times-Delta covered the story. What surprised you about the reporting?
I was really shocked about the uncritical nature of their reporting. It was reported like they were the Rotary or another legitimate civic club, like the Kiwanis Club was coming to town. It was just a really uncritical reporting. It was pretty surprising.
And when did the tone change for the newspaper? Did you compare it to later articles about the Klan?
Yeah, I think probably the tone started to change in the early to mid-70s.
Okay, so not until then.
Right. There was not much Klan coverage we could find in the 50s or 60s, really.
And when they had that convention, what was the, you talked about the kind of tenor of the newspaper, but how did the town respond to the Ku Klux Klan in the 1930s?
Well, from, I'm getting this from just the coverage of the newspaper at the time. I got the impression it was just, like I said, it was like the Kiwanis Club or the Rotary Club coming to town, the National Convention of the Kiwanis Club or Rotary Club. They were really sort of treated as a legitimate social organization, really, which certainly from a 21st century perception was really quite surprising.
As I was reading the article, I was thinking you can look at any town and find horrendous racially motivated acts throughout history. So in some ways, Visalia is not any different than any other valley town. But was there something you were looking for in particular after you realized that 1931 was when the Ku Klux Klan had their convention?
We just wanted to put these current charges, about the current legal case about the ACLU in context with Visalia history and give readers a sense that these issues of race and other intolerance against other groups, and it was just not against African Americans during the history of Tulare County, just to give readers a sense of history and put these current 21st century charges in context with what happened in the past.
Right, and you did give some other examples of intolerance against other groups, Mexicans, Armenians, Catholics.
And very prominently, Dust Bowl migrants. They faced widespread discrimination in Tulare County. And, of course, we mentioned the Grapes of Wrath. Much of the book is set in Tulare County and the reaction to Grapes of Wrath in the 1930s, when the late 30s, was not good. It was very negative.
So you're trying to put into context what's going on right now with the ACLU filing a complaint against the school district. By putting it in context, what are you hoping your readership will take away from it? And what about you, Callie?
I'm hoping to take a sober look at what's going on in our local school districts and what students are saying is happening, and see that there's a history here, and you know, maybe we haven't addressed it properly in the past, but maybe we can move forward and make some changes that we're all proud of.
Well, from your investigations over the last year, what have you learned about the school district?
I know, speaking with the district, they have been taking steps to address these problems. They have created several committees, from student committees to resident committees, local leaders, just to kind of take a look at this, take a deeper look at each claim, and really try to make those changes. I know I spoke with the superintendent on multiple occasions, and he, you know, says this is a very serious issue, and they're working towards changing it.
As recently as 1986, a Visalia auto parts business owner named Lauren Loudermilk announced he was the grand titan for the Ku Klux Klan in California and wanted to make Visalia the KKK's headquarters in California. So what was the reaction in the 1980s?
I think it was much different than the 1930s, when the reaction was muted. A widespread group of community activists, community members, and not just activists, community members, gathered together and organized a protest march from the College of Sequoias to downtown Visalia and protested in front of the auto parts store. And local politicians, from the sheriff to city council members to board of supervisors, all denounced this move and Mr. Loudermilk. So the reaction was quite a bit different than from the 1930s to the mid 80s. It was dramatically different.
So it sounds like things certainly have changed from the 30s to the 80s, and the city has also done some positive things, like the local Lions Club International was the second LGBT service club in the nation following San Francisco.
One of the instances we wanted to bring in was the student in the early 2000s and late 90s who sued the school district, Visalia Unified School District. He was a gay student. He was being harassed by a teacher and other students. And they settled the lawsuit in 2002, I believe, for $230,000. And the district was required to do sensitivity training, both for staff and teachers. And we wanted to show that, especially for the gay community in Tulare County, there has been some changes with the service club, but also the relatively new GLBT center that helps people in the gay and trans community get services, get health care, support groups. So we just wanted to show that there in that particular area, there has been some changes, especially in Visalia.
So what's the future look like for both of you in terms of race relations in Visalia?
I think it's a positive one. I mean, taking, a look back where we started to where we are now, I think we've grown leaps and bounds. But speaking with students and local community members, they say there's still some work to be done. So I think it's a positive one, and community members seem to be on board with making Visalia a place that welcomes everyone.
What about you, Jim?
I'm a little bit more cautious about my outlook on this because, like I said, this isn't the first time this has happened. In 2006, we had that lawsuit from the one African-American family. In the last 12 years, it seems like there hasn't been that much change. So, I'm hopeful, but I don't know what to expect. I mean, if it didn't change in the last 12 years after the last lawsuit in 2006, I'm not sure if it's going to change in the next 12, but maybe I'm a pessimist.
Visalia Times Delta reporters James Ward and Kelly Cedarloff.